2 weeks before the September 11th attacks, an FBI agent wrote that someone will die because of government restrictions on the pursuit of terror suspects. The frustrated agent was trying to investigate a man who turned out to be a 9/11 hijacker. Today, congressional investigators offered devastating new details about missed opportunities before September 11th. Hours later, President Bush agreed to an independent investigation of intelligence failures. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The FBI agent testified in public but out of sight. To protect his identity in a congressional hearing, lawmakers had him sit behind a translucent white screen. A CIA case officer sat beside him. To the audience, they were just two shadows. The CIA officer said rules and procedures caused his agency to miss chances to catch terror suspects.
They are also the kinds of misses that happen when people, even very competent, dedicated people, such as the CIA officers and the FBI agents and analysts involved in all aspects of this story, are simply overwhelmed.
The lead congressional investigator described the CIA's sporadic efforts to track down two, possibly even three men who hijacked the plane that struck the Pentagon. Much of this information has been reported before, but never in the kind of detail offered by the investigators and the men behind that screen. In 1999, the CIA monitored a meeting in Malaysia between several men tied to the Al-Qaeda network. It identified two men attending that meeting, Khalid al-Madar and Nawaf al-Hazmi. But for 19 months, the CIA failed to put these future hijackers on a terrorist watch list so that State Department and immigration officials could look out for them. Congressional investigator Eleanor Hill says that at first, CIA officials considered that Malaysia meeting so important that they gave several briefings about it to CIA Director George Tenet.
We were told, however, that the matter was, quote, dropped, close quote, when the CIA employee handling the matter moved on to other issues, and as a result, no CIA officer was following the Al-Midhar group by the summer of 2000.
Both men were already inside the United States by the time the CIA finally put them on a watch list. That was in August 2001. New York FBI agents began trying to find one of the suspects, but their superiors wouldn't give them enough resources, and the CIA wouldn't share everything that it knew. From behind the screen, that unnamed FBI agent described what he called the wall, a sort of mental barrier between criminal investigations and intelligence work. On August 29, the agent wrote an angry prediction to colleagues, and from behind the screen today, he read aloud from his email.
And someday, someone will die, and while or not, the public will not understand why we're not more effective in throwing every resource we had at certain quote-unquote problems.
Speaking to The Witness, Michigan Senator Carl Levin insisted that no law prevented the two agencies from sharing leads.
We've got to have accountability in this system. And that failure is massive.
The FBI agent described being in Lower Manhattan on September 11, 2001. He watched helplessly as the World Trade Center collapsed. Later, back at the office, the agent saw a list of passengers on the plane that struck the Pentagon.
And I remember exclaiming, this is the same Khalid al-Midhar that we had talked about for 3 months. And I remember a supervisor at the time saying, and rightly so, that they had done everything by the book with regards to at least what the FBI could do based on current understanding of what the laws were. But at the same point in time, realizing how ludicrous that statement sounded to me.
Lawmakers in both parties say they want an independent commission to investigate intelligence failures. President Bush publicly opposed that step until this afternoon, when he reversed his position and said it is time for a deeper investigation. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.